Green Bay.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Violence at an ICE facility in Dallas. ABC's Aaron Katursky has some details.
It appears that several people have been shot, some fatally, according to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem a short while ago. The shooter is dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound on the roof of a building, and so it appears that the shooter, believed to be a young man, maybe in his 20s or 30s, according to sources, was positioned as sniper-type fire.
Now, we're also just learning that multiple fatalities have been reported at that Dallas ICE center, that according to the acting ICE director. A 4th of July attack at a Texas detention center injuring a police officer who was shot in the neck. More details on this attack as we get them. Jimmy Kimmel back on the air last night, thanking those who stood up for him during his suspension. This is ABC News. At the UN yesterday, President Trump said the body's predictions about the impacts of climate change are exaggerated or incorrect. However, the scientific world strongly disagrees with the assessment. Here's ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee.
There is overwhelming scientific evidence and consensus from thousands of scientists worldwide. Some examples for you. The U.S. National Climate Assessment determined that human activities, principally our emissions of greenhouse gases, have unequivocally caused global warming, and that without deeper cuts in those emissions, it will get worse. Then maybe look at the National Academy of Sciences, right? And they say, with similar findings, that this is, quote, beyond scientific dispute.
The company behind Edible Arrangements is now adding a new item to its offerings, pot gummies. The THC-infused edibles and beverages will be delivered in discreet packages using the original Edible Arrangements truck with fruits and flowers on the side in case you have noisy neighbors. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. While the federal Equal Rights Amendment has yet to be ratified, a Wisconsin amendment has been introduced in Madison. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
Two Wisconsin lawmakers introduced the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment to the legislature on Monday. Co-authored by Democratic Representative Breanne Brown of Whitewater and Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, the ERA reads, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or by any political subdivision of the state on account of sex, gender identity, race, color, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, marital status, family status, age, ancestry, or any other immutable characteristic." At a press conference about the Wisconsin ERA, the Appleton area now chapter president Irene Strobin said that the state ERA is more comprehensive than the federal amendment. Several individuals emphasized the importance of the bill, not only for women, but also for minorities. Sarah Long Radolph said, as a black woman, she has seen the need for an ERA firsthand while working as a single mother in the Fox Valley.
"I was a woman making less money while doing the same job as my male counterparts."
The youngest of the speakers was 14-year-old Tova Levine. She said an ERA is crucial for today's children.
"Every single child deserves this. All religions, all genders, all sexualities, all races, all abilities. They deserve the Equal Rights Amendment."
The Equal Rights Amendment for the Wisconsin Constitution must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before it can be put before the voters on a ballot. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won three Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
"Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens, happens."
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed, who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball, the Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low, low 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. Dry 70s and sunshine Friday and the weekend. Currently 57 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits. It's 97.9 at WGBW, and it is time for your 9 o'clock hour keyword. As we go for the green and gold, our multi-state text to win contest continues with the keyword yard. Y-A-R-D. Yard. That is what you will be texting through that Civic Media app with WGBW. Once you click into the app, search all the stations, find WGBW, and text the word yard. Y-A-R-D, you have until 10. Good luck, my friends.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Together and we'll get it undone someday when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things
child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them the Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. My name is Laura McKenna. It has been a morning. I hope you are having a good one. I did not start out that way. I make my coffee this morning. Today's garbage day in my neighborhood, so I put the coffee on to start brewing. I have the old school 12 cupper. Put that on, full 12 cups, ready to brew. I go out, take the garbage out, come in. Coffee's probably not done yet. I wash my hands, do a few other things, only to realize I had never put the pot back in after I washed it yesterday. So coffee is now filled up in the basket. It's overflowing on the counters, down onto the floor. It was just a glorious morning to be scrubbing the whole kitchen. It's a great start to the day. Hope yours is better.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your really expensive limited edition sneakers and your new suit for your cousin's wedding. Except you never actually bought the suit because you can't stop buying sneakers. So you show up to the wedding looking like you're going grocery shopping. But hey, at least your sneakers will look good in the pictures. Until you're cropped out of every last one of them. So go ahead and get Progressive, so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW. Always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Yeah, I'm a wanderer.
Hits on 97.9 WGBW. Let's get you that Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest keyword again coming up in less than 5 minutes. We'll also squeeze in another local news update from our WGBW newsroom. It's all ahead.
me now.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, and a very important keyword as we go for the green and gold with our multi-state text to win contest. Your 9 o'clock hour keyword, that's going on right now. It's yard, Y-A-R-D. Text the word yard through that Civic Media app. I know you have it downloaded already. And if you don't, that's okay. It's free to download. It takes seconds. Get the instructions at WGBW.FM if you need a little help. Otherwise, just wherever you purchase apps, download the Civic Media app for free, though. You won't be paying anything. And then text the word yard with WGBW. You have until 10 o'clock to do so. Yard is your keyword this hour. And let's get you another local news update from our WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay's Keller Elementary School will once again have children's voices ringing in the halls, not as a school, but a theater for young actors. The last school in Green Bay School District's consolidation closures, Keller Elementary, was sold September 22nd to Evergreen Theater, a local nonprofit theater company. The new owners say Evergreen's young actors program was getting too big for its current location. In addition to expanding their own program in the new space, they're also planning to lease out part of the building to other nonprofit organizations, particularly arts organizations. Evergreen's chair of branding and development tells the Green Bay Press Gazette the idea is for the space to be a whole community organization. The company hopes to perform their first show in the new space, The Sound of Music, in February. The Brown County Job Center is also in a new space. They held a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday for the relocated center inside the Brown County Central Library on Pine Street in downtown Green Bay. Officials say the collaboration brings workforce resources directly into the heart of the community, increasing access to job search assistance, career training, and employment services for residents of all ages. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. Dry 70s and sunshine Friday and the weekend. Currently 57 degrees.
emotion. It's local news, timeless hits. We're 97.9 at WGBW. You can listen online at WGBW.fm. You can always get news on demand right there as well.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling. Knowing, I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do-do, feeling groovy. Groovy, groovy. Feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. The morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy.
text a little keyword through the Civic Media app. Let's get you that Go for the Green and Gold keyword coming up again in just minutes right here on Local News and Timeless Hits. We're 97.9 WGBW.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Night on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh,
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. So we have this thing going on right now. It's called Go for the Green and Gold. It's a multi-state text to win contest where all you need to do is text this keyword through the Civic Media app. Just click on WGBW and enter the keyword yard, Y-A-R-D. Yard, as in just get one more yard for a first down. And the reason I use that football analogy is, of course, we have the daily prize, which is green and gold, green money, gold jewelry, $200 and some jewelry to go with that. But also the grand prize, the club level indoor seats for Green Bay, Minnesota, November 23rd. That is going to be an awesome game. It's here in Green Bay. And that is why yard is the 9 o'clock keyword. Y-A-R-D. Text that right now through the Civic Media app with WGBW. You have until 10 o'clock. And then we'll get you another keyword coming up at 11.
Hey, Green Bay, a budget listening session is almost here. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And on Thursday, October 2nd at Preble Park, starting at 5:30 p.m., it's a Green Bay Districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 budget listening session on the 2026 city budget. Green Bay Alders Jennifer Grant, Bill Morgan, Craig Stevens, and Joey Presley are ready to provide residents with an opportunity to share their priorities, concerns, and suggestions for this upcoming budget. Learn more about this opportunity to be heard by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
97.9.
Keep me from getting to you, baby.
local news, timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW as we go for the green and gold with our multi-state text to win contest keyword. Just a few minutes left to text the word YARD. Y-A-R-D. YARD is what you'll text through that Civic Media app with WGBW. And don't forget, when you text, you'll get a little bounce back that says, hey, you're entered. And you may even get some additional ways through that text to sign up to get more entries. Why not?
What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming.
WGBW stand for We're Green Bay, Wisconsin. WGBW. Get it? Got it? Good.
Midnight, moonlight out. We've walked.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three people shot, some fatally, at an ICE facility in Dallas. According to multiple sources, the victims are all detainees who were being held at that detention center. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons describes the building.
It was a secure location. The shooter obviously fired into a spot where our officers and agents would be in, inside of a secure location, where we're doing a lot of our process with our arresting individuals.
The shooter, police describe him as a sniper, is dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We are waiting for immigration officials to update us on it shortly. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressing the UN, saying action must be taken now to stop Russia because Vladimir Putin wants to expand the war in Ukraine. South China is being battered by a huge storm. In fact, it's described as the biggest storm on Earth so far this year. Hundreds of thousands of evacuations in China, the Philippines, and people have been killed in Taiwan as well. This is ABC News. The Secret Service says it dismantled a covert operation that could have been used to take out cell towers throughout New York, right in the middle of the UN General Assembly. ABC's Josh Margolin with more on how they found out.
They went to a number of empty locations, one in Connecticut, one in Brooklyn, one in Westchester, New York, all around the New York metro area, and they found all of these servers, computers, and SIM cards set up in such a way that if these devices were triggered, it would basically flood the New York metro area with millions of messages, text messages, and phone calls simultaneously, essentially bringing the entire telecom system in the nation's largest city to its knees.
The operation believed connected to the Chinese government.